Person, blah, blah, blah. Mr. Rahid Sivan, Hay Toshi, May 20th, 1980, and Tuesday continued.
A certain spot in our soil is accessible to many cities, not just to two cities. So, and according to Tinsit, Shapi Gemore, on the normal circumstances, in the usual situation, the Kremer doesn't bring the Rambam. So the Rambam should mention. But if the Rambam explained the Gemore, that the least was of the Kudalam. So the Kashi is directed against the Gemara Steret. We do like, but we did Ike, so then the Chayko brings in the Gemara's Kashi is that even the Ike. So the Chayko should bring, but the Chayko should bring. So that means that usually the Chayko brings. But when does the Chayko bring? The Chayko brings only if there is a Chayko, the Chayko that has it all. So the main lady, if it's not Yishevich bin Ohri, so then the Chayko doesn't have it all. So the Rambam doesn't even have to say it. But it's still, there is still a certain difficulty. Why doesn't the Rambam mention, after the Rambam mentions, Avonim oyu eilu shev Chayko, mirubi malan sheakheiko umeno. So the Rambam should say, "Vamed vor namurim shamurubi." She here elu shebechayko mirubi alam shakheiko hamurubi meivinagolo kishehoyo binori amuloyoyo binori avapi sheyesh rechayko sheyishleo mirubim hakheiko mirubi. And the Rambam doesn't say, but that does not. That is not so difficult, because if the Rambam had explained him all in the way Tinsit does, so then the net result would be that in the usual situation, the Kremer doesn't bring. But if the Rambam explained him all in this way, so that means that in the usual situation, the Kremer brings. And when does not the Kremer bring? Only if there is a Heiko that has more inheritance. It's inheritance. So mainly, we could say, since the Rambam says, "Avol imoy uayu shebechayko mirum alachakim ameno heyuchin acharo," so it's implicit. Where is there a role? If there is no possibility that the Hitzayah or the Derak came from one of the towns of Rav Yalomim, but if there is such a possibility, so then there is no role in the Rechayko. But still, there is a slight difficulty as to why the Rambam doesn't conclude. Avonimoyu eiu shebecheiko mirubi nalan sheakheiko mimeno heilchin acharo v'amrubim v'yakeiro v'amed v'amamorim sheamrubim sheolcheiko sheyesh bo mirubi yesh v'mirubi mivim im ha'mecheiko yishevet v'nori avonimilak acheiko אינו ישב בינורי, או זה אחרי לא מביאו, אף על פי שישב חייקו, שישב עוד. Why is the Rambam saying? All right, but we'll leave it for a while. We'll leave that for a while. Okay. Now, I just want to mention before we proceed, there is a machlokes between the Chavis Das. That's a Simon Kufiut. The Chavis Das and the Bina Sodom, the Chochmah Sodom Chayor. A very basic machlokes. Now, there is a loche of Kol B'Polish and Kol B'Polish. So if we have in market, we have 10 stores, 9 stores sell kosher meat, and 1 store sells the daily meat, and then you found outside, inside, in the market, in the street, you found a piece of meat, so then we allowed you because holy cow is not a cost. But if somebody went into his store and bought a piece of meat, a pound of meat, and he doesn't know in which store he bought it, so then we apply the whole help, So, but if it's not kogua, so then we go basal. So it goes without saying that there is no machlokes between Chavis Das and Levina Sodom, that if, let's say each store of the 10 stores sells the same volume of meat, and 9 stores, each one sells the same volume of meat, and 9 stores sell kosher meat, shulton, and 1 store sells nevela meat, so then if you found it in the street, so you're out here, not only 9 and 1, 2 and 1, why not get the 9 and 1, 2 and 1, the same thing, we go pass it off. In other words, if in a certain market, there are 3 stores, 2 stores, store number 1 and store number 2, sell kosher meat, and store number 3 sells nevela meat, and then you found it in the street, so you're allowed to. That is, if, let's say, each one of the 3 stores sells the same volume of meat. But how about the situation when you have 3 stores, and we have 3 stores, and 2 stores sell kosher meat, and 1 store sells the nevela meat, but the combined volume of meat in the 2 kosher stores is much less than the volume of meat in the one available store. So the question is, so it's a question of 2 ropes. I mean, so the question is, there is a bigger rope of 2 stores, that from the point of view of numbers of stores, so then that's more, but from the point of view of the volume of meat sold, so the one store that sells the melee has, it sells a much bigger volume of meat. So the Hamidash is that we go after the number of stores. So according to Hamidash, let's say you have 3 stores. Store number 1 and store number 2, each one of the 2 sells a combined. So each one of the 2 sells, every day, 100 pounds of meat. So together, store number 1 and store number 2 sell 200 pounds of meat. And store number 3, that sells nevela meat, sells each day 1,000 pounds of meat. So according to Chavis Das, you are allocated. According to the Yasodom, no. Now, it could be, now, the Gemara Lachta Dala discusses the difference between Rob Sheini Motsu as against Koreb and Rob Amotsu as against Koreb. Abaye and Rob. Now, the question is, how do we pass? Now, if we say that what's the difference between Rob Amotsu and Rob Sheini Motsu? What's the difference between Rob Amotsu and Rob Sheini Motsu? In other words, if it is Rob Amotsu, so then it involves the element of probability if it's Rob Amotsu. Let's say in connection with Dama Nutsu with Krenisdale, and the Shailis, whether it came from the Aliyah, so it's Toya, or it came from the Cheder and its stomach. So then we say that the Rob Domin is came from the Cheder, from the Mokhi. So in other words, it possesses the element of probability. If it's a Rosh Hashanah, then it doesn't possess the element of probability. He doesn't. Now, from the point of view of probability, so what is more probable? That if there are three stores and two stores sell, two stores together sell only a maximum or a total of 200 pounds meat a day, and one store by itself sells a total of 1,000 or 10,000 or 10,000 or even 100,000, because according to Kamsa Das, it doesn't make any difference. According to Kamsa Das, we go after the law of stores, not after the law of the volume of meat. So, from the point of view of probability, who would be right? What story is more sound? The Chavis Das story or the Binasonim story? From the point of view of probability, of course, the Binasonim story is right, not the Chavis Das story. Not the Chavis Das story. So, in other words, so the question is, what prevails? The bigger one that is not the Oramotsu, that is not the Oramotsu, that does not involve the element of probability, or the smaller one that involves the element of probability. So that's the machlechit between the Chavis Das and the Chochmas Olam. According to the Chavis Das, now the Chavis Das says that if the two stores together sell together, they sell a day only 200 pounds of meat, and let's say the one store that is in the neighborhood sells a day 20,000 pounds of meat. So if you find it in the street, you are allowed to eat it. Why? Because the two stores that sell kosher meat, so it's the big one because it's two, and here the other one is just one. It is so the two stores is the big one, even though from the as far as the element of probability is concerned, so from the point of view of probability, so it's more probable that the piece of meat that you found in the street near the stores came from the store that sells such a volume, 20,000 pounds of meat a day. Still, the Chavis Das says that we rely on the halacha of Kol Diporos Milo Diporos. Kol Diporos Milo Diporos. It might be told in another shaila, because there is a machlekes hashem in Yom Tzie, as to whether Kol Diporos Milo Diporos is a biro or Kol Diporos Milo Diporos is a din. Now, if it is a biro, then it should take into consideration the element of probability. If it's a din, so then it doesn't have to take into consideration the element of probability. So apparently, I mean, it seems that's how it seems to me, but I mean, I don't know whether the Poskim may agree with this, but it seems to me that if we say that Kol Diporos is a bureau, so then the element of probability should play a very, very important role. So maybe we should say like the Chochmas Olam. But if we say it's a D, Kol Diporos, so that's the D. In other words, we go after the Bigelow, we rely on the Bigelow, even though from the point of view of probability, there is more probability in the smaller one. The one store that sells a day 20,000 pounds meat than in the Bigelow. Now, so there is a machlekes. Now, it's according to some machine, there is a machlekes between Abai and Rovi, as to whether the halacha that Rovi called Kavchanim's din, that Rovi called halacha harov, whether it applies only to the case of the Rova Motsu, if we have a conflict between Rovi on one end and Rova Motsu on the other end, then we go over Sarov. But if the conflict is between Korev on one end and Rov Sheini Motsu on the other, then we don't go over Sarov. Then we don't go as well. As a matter of fact, the Miri in Volpasre and the Miri in Beitze, he passes La Oche, that Rovi Korev is Hola Hacharo, Vamed Ramamurim Kisho Yaro of Motsu. But if the Rov was a Rov Sheini Motsu, then we do not go as well. So number one, so there is a machlekes. According to the meeting, there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rabbi. Now, Rabbi himself was chayzer. So the question is, what was a chayzer? Was it chayzer from the first, or was it chayzer from the second? So at that point, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Gersh and the Miri. Anyway, so the Miri passes. The Miri passes, like Rabbi, that only Rav Hamotzu is Halachos Rav. But Rav Sheini Motzu is Loi Halachos Rav. Is Loi Halachos Rav. If it's Rav Sheini Motzu, so Halachos Rav Kore. So Halachos Rav Kore. So the Mele would say like this. Now, if we explain the Gemara Kash, the Reizu Basaru Medau, and how did we say that Rambam explained the Gemara Kash? The Reizu Basaru Medau, not the Sphinxes explains it, the Reizu Basaru Medau, so the Krebo should not bring in a Glarufe, even though there is no Hechel Nofish name, because of the role of Rubidau. No, but that's the way it takes it. But the Rambam, we said, explains it. The Reis was over down, and the Kasha of the Reis was over down is directed against the Gemara Steretz. Be direct. Hopi, care. So then the Kremer doesn't bring. But the Kremer brings. So why should we say that the Kremer brings? After all, we should say that from the point of view of Ubedalme, that the Ritzea did not come from the Kremer divisionary, but from one of the towns. From one of the towns of Ubedalme, but as far as here, we also have a conflict between two roles, the bigger role and the smaller role. But the smaller role involves the element of probability. The bigger role does not involve the element of probability. What's the case where the Chaim Das and the Chochma Sodo Machir? In other words, there are three stores in the market. Three stores. Two stores sell kosher, and each one of the two kosher stores sells a maximum per day. They sell a maximum each one of 100 pounds of it. So altogether, they supply in the day, in the course of one day, 200 pounds of meat, that's all. And then there is one store that sells in the course of this gigantic store. And that one store sells 20,000 pounds of meat. I mean, it could be even bigger because according to Chaim Das, it doesn't make any difference. It could even be 200,000 or even more. So Chaim Das says, it seems strange what Chaim Das says, but Chaim Das fastens that in such a case, if you find a piece of meat, a pound of meat, in the street, you're allowed it. Why? We have a conflict between two roles, a bigger role of two, or it's a bigger role, a bigger number, and does not involve the element of probability, and the smaller role that involves the element of probability. So the Chaim Das says, that we go bosa the bigger role. And the Pinasodim says we go because of the smaller hole that involves the element of probability. Now here, when the Gemara asks a kasha, the reason was a woman down there, and if we are going to explain, the way we said, the Rambam explains it, why it's directed against the tenets of the Gemara, but with the Ike, Achitia, the Chaykh of the Fishman, so that the Chaykh of the Fishman brings the Glarute. They go, okay, so the Gemara has the kasha, why should the Recheiko, the deficient name, bring the Glarufe? After all, we should be tailored that the Mitzvah did not come from the Recheiko deficient name, but from Udame. So in other words, it is a bigger hole and a smaller hole. But the smaller hole involves the element of probability. From the point of view of probability, if you find a hole, let's say, relatively close, do you see, all right, there is a little bit of a cable that is even closer. So let's say, you find a hole, and then 1 mile away, there is a little cable that has a population of 50,000 people. And then 2 miles away, to the spot where the hole was found, there is a little cable that has a population of 100,000 people. But going down, millions of people. So the going down, that's like the two stars. So then the question is, the going down, that's like the two stars that sell 100 pounds of meat each day. But which one, from the point of view of probability, what possesses more of the element of probability? The Yerkhenkotin fishermen that has 100,000, rather than the 2 million people that reside in a very extensive area. So, from the point of view, so in other words, this is the way, that's the smaller of, that is much. So that's the machlekes between the Binah Sodom and the Chavis Das, as to whether if you have a bigger hole that is not mutzah means does not have the element of probability, and the smaller hole that is mutzah that has the element of probability. So at that point, according to some machine, there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rav. So Abaye is the one who says that when Rav Chanina says so it means even Rav Sheni Motsu Rikoret is El Takacharo. And Robbe says no, that only he accepts this thing of Rav Chanina Robbe only in connection with Rav Motsu Rikoret. But Rav Sheni Motsu Rikoret, so Korobody. Now if we pass like Robbe, the way the Miri passes, the Miri here, the Miri Beitze. So remember, that means that according to Robbe, so when do we say the tree become a Volech Lecharo if it's Reba Motzo? But if it's Reb Sheini Motzo, so then we do not go with all. So remember, there is no more discussion. Gimor has the kasha, vileiz on the sabu dawa. And we said that according to the Rambam, the kasha of Gimor is vileiz on the sabu dawa. So it's directed against the teretz of Gimor. Why does the Gimor say the teretz? Bidilek, but bidike. So then, Recheiko brings, not a krevo, but as far as the role of the Recheiko in Kishimne is concerned, so what kind of role is it? It's a raw shady motzo. As against, that's a reba motzo. As against the woman down there, that is a raw shady motzo. Because which raw? We have two raws here. There is one possibility that the Ritzeach came from the city that has a population that is 2 miles away from this part of the hall and has a population of 100,000 Jews. And then there is another possibility that the Ritzeach came from one of numerous towns, Jewish towns, the total population of which, from numerous towns, so which one has the element of probability that he came from the city that has the population of 100,000 Jews? So in Melee, when Gimore has the Kashim, against the tenets of Gimore, the laser was a good outlet. So even if there is a near Chekor in Fishenay, so the near Chekor should not bring in a Glarufe, but the Chekor should bring in a Glarufe. So that's only the Gimore's Kashim accords with Abai, who says that the Rebbe Korev, even Rebbe Sheini Motsu, is Holachachari. So the Mele, this Rob of Chumad Alam is Rebbe Sheini Motsu. This Rob of Chumad Alam is Rebbe Sheini Motsu. It does not have the element of probability. Masha'inke, the Rob of Achrechinkot in Fishmei, which is also close to this spot, but it's not as close as the Kremot that has a smaller population. So that has the element of probability. So it has the element of probability. So the main way, the reason is why the Gemara says, so in such a case, the Rechenko brings. But if it's not the Shirt Benorim, so then the Rechenko doesn't bring, and the Kreber brings, that's Alim Dabai, Mashaik Alim Dabai. So even if it's not the Shirt Benorim, so if there is a new Rechenko in Mokishmane, so then the Rechenko in Mokishmane brings about. Alright. Now, Nipua Nitzav is a Hamishimam. Harim Shabashim. Harim Shabashim. That if the pigeon was found, we say Hamisha Mamo, so then he belongs to Bashik. We have all got the Kachim, no fish in a. We have all got the Kachim, no fish in a. So the Kashi is against Rav Hanine. But the reason a coat of birds, a nest of birds, that has many more birds than this one. Than this one. But it still has to be restored to the Balashemach that we say Hamishimam, or why? Because that's Korev. So we see that Rebbe Korev is all HaKorev, not HaKorev, so it's a Kashi against the Hamineh. So the Gemara says, Binoek, when does the Mishnah say that people are into the Hamishimam, Arev Shema Sheva, when there is no other Shema? A Recheiko that has more birds. But if, in other words, if let's say you have a Shebach that is close, we say Hamishimam, that, and then there is a Shebach that is relatively distant, beyond Hamishimam, and that has the same number of birds as the Shebach that is Korea, so then we go with a Korea. But if the Shebach Harochik has more birds, then the Shebach HaKoev, then it's not restored to the owner of the Shebach that is the Chamishim. Yochid is saying, Chutz v'chamishim amma aru shom meitzei v'yileke v'adam aru nafal. So you are the Teret, or in my Eskimo, Dabo means that it's that the bird is a little crippled. It hops. It doesn't fly the regular way. It hops. So in other words, a bird that is a little in retarded in its flying capacity, so can only fly Hamishimam by hopping. It cannot fly more than Hamishimam by hopping. So Yom HaRavu, Klevachome, Kola Midato, in Midato Yisamim. The other guy, the guy in the office, the one in the years of Hamishim, the Hush of Hamishim shall make it. The Hibbid in the Davids of Hamishim is the Yotz of the moon. Not because we take us to the door. We call the Yotz of the Yach, he can make it over the Yotz of the down. So in other words, if it is, it looks retarded in its flying capacity. But if it is found more than 50 amot, for many shape. So then it's a raya that it's not good. Because if it had been really retarded, it wouldn't have reached here. It wouldn't have reached this far. I mean, and there is no shape within 50 cubits distance. So in other words, it's not midado. It's not midado. If it's not midado, so then we go basarol. We go basarol. Mashenke, if it is found within a shebach, if it is found within 50 amos from a certain shebach, so then we say that it is midado. So then it has to be restored to that bala shebach of the kreipo that is within Hamishimamo, and we cannot go basaro because how can we say that it came from the distant chamber that is beyond Hamishimamo? This is the double, it's crippled. It only has to fly by means of happy. You come to the Nafriya, you can meet with what's on the level. Alright. Now, Tosh, Nitzo bin Shnei Shei Freis. Nitzo bin Shnei Shei Freis. No boy, Rabbi, Chag Leachas Bisech Nuna. Chag Leachas Bisech Nuna. Chag Leachas Bisech Nuna. Mao, Rabbi Yerudim in Medroshe. So he had a machlech between Rashi and Tetzves. Why was Rabbi Yerudim expelled from this message? According to Rashi, because Rabbi Yerudim was expelled from this message because he asked them a question that is unusual. Is it unusual? In other words, it wasn't a relevant question. It doesn't happen such a thing. But Tetzves says no. We find many times in the Gemara, and we do on this, it's a color against Rashi. We find many times in the Gemara that the Gemara visualizes certain unusual situations. Unusual situations. So why all of a sudden here did they become so strict against Rabbi Yehuda for visualizing an unusual situation? So Tezit explains he was expelled from the Bismedresh for a different reason. Because he didn't show the proper confidence and faith in the Chachamim. In other words, when the Chachamim say, Kolam Dagoim, Dagoim is a noon, so it means it's exact. It's exact. And he assumed, after all, if one leg of the bird is Viseichamo, even though the other leg is Chutz, so then we couldn't assume that it couldn't fly by means of Rabbi. So for that he was expelled from this marriage. In other words, if the Chachamim said that in Dado, by means of Rabbi, it can only reach 50 amos, so it means that it couldn't even put 1 foot beyond a distance, an area of 50 amos. Alright. Tosh, Nipso Mishnei Sheikh is called as a Shoei, called as a Shoei. We have got the Chabinai, not Mishnei Chabrei. But we have the Chabinai, not Mishnei Chabrei. So the question is, according to Chamine, why do we say that the one to the Sheikh to which it is closest, so to him it has to be restored, the pigeon. But there is one that is not fish the chavre. There's no chavre. Hochem ayaskinon sheshneim shom. Vireis ubosavu bedalme. Hochem ayaskinon mishiu shokoni. So many small, many rishenim are just dearies. Hochem ayaskinon mishiu shokoni. That's all. There are some small who are dearies. Rashi had the deal said it is now a text. But it appears from most Rishayim that they were not deals, the whole thing. They were just deals, Hochem Maskinon, Bishvil Shokon. That's all. Finished. Now let's see Rashi. Baldo Afki Yoshe Matri Chalayinu, it was called Alme Vem Shom Yitzei, because of the night of the Nims of Yishtei Sheikrit, Achuz Chamishim Amo, Namiko is the Lord of the Nikiris Bidodo. So I will mention last time, the Rishas raises the question of this Rashi. Rashi says here, Vile Vem Shom Yitzei, because of the night of the Nims of Yishtei Sheikrit, Achuz Chamishim Amo. So that means only the Havamin of Gimora was, that when the Mishnah says, Nims of Yishtei Sheikrit, it has reference to the case of Chutz L'Chamishim Amo. But according to Maskone, it has reference to the case of Tei Chamishim Amo. And Rashi in the Mishnah says so. Nimtzo Mishnei Sheifriz B'Sei Chamishim Mishnei. Sei Chamishim Mishnei. There is one portion in Tetzves. The Bramasso, that for Dalai Lama Dalai, the Bramasso, the whole Midede, you have the Chotel Mikine, in Mirze, Midede, Mirede. So the last portion of Tetzves says that according to the Tarets of Gimore, the Mishnah has reference to the case of Nimtz of Mishnei Sheifriz B'Sei Chamishim. But Rashi doesn't explain that. Let's see how Rashi explains the Tarets of Gimore. B'Shvil Shokomim, Dalai Chomim, Nolito Chutz L'Chamishim. So in other words, so that's the Tarets of Gimore. So according to Rashi, even according to Teretz of Gemara, when the Mishnah says Nimzo Mishnei Sheifri is called as Eshalei Kol Eshalei, so it means that the pigeon was found by Mishnei Sheifres, but even the closest Sheifer is more than Hamishim Amo. So is Hamok Hamishim Amo than the Sheifer? So the pigeon was found even it. So even from the closest Sheifer. So it's more than Chamishim. That's how Rashi says. Now we come in order to hold Chamishim. Umiyu. So the last, how can a crippled bird fly more than Chamishim Amo? The answer is, if it has vines, branches or vines, and which to support itself for a second, so then it can fly more than Chamishim Amo. And the Mishnah is referenced to a case where the bird, where it was found in a vicinity of vine, of vineyards, where there are many vines. So then, even a hopping bird can fly more than Chamishim Amo. Now, becoming one of those Chamishim, when you was up with Alma Reklame Izal, the whole Amdo, the Cosmic King, Kishim Al Chamishim Morito, Vim Morito. In other words, if it's a midado, so then the bird feels very insecure. And when two, it's physically possible to traverse a bigger area than 50 amos, even for a midado, because it can support itself on the branches of the vineyard, but because it feels insecure, so every time it makes a leap, the bird makes a leap, it looks back to see whether it can see its place of origin out of its sense of insecurity. So the commander called the king came out of Eishim Oredo. Yimori. Now we all say, we want to hold the king and the chomim apsikim for no. Now let's see what Eishim says. Now some of the shenim are not even gay ones. The said the Almo say, ki the midabel we want to see. But let's see what Tesis was here. You hold me down, you hold the chosen kidney. Lawyer, it's only the mighty coma, you hold the chosen kidney. Minute, keep the shape in the army, some Hamishim Nakomi, or the Fleme Hashu in the army, you hold our daughter, you need some Hamishim, our Hamashim Shofri, Shakomi, we say Hamishim Amo Shalem, or the Shapi, because it was a Shalem, we have to be in trouble to Hamishim Amo, do we not have to tell us we don't know. That we come in midday, Yisrael Chamishim. So this is the question of the Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact the whole the midday? We hold the whole midday, the midday. We hold the midday. Why do we have to resort to that? In other words, this is the question of the Gemara. That the mascot of the Gemara is that the Gemara implies the Mishnah of the Mishnah Mishnah Shein phrase. So, Mishnah Shein phrase. Nimzo Mishnei Sheifres, Mishnei Sheifres, Chutz Bechamishma. That even the closest Sheifer is Chutz Bechamishma. The way Rashi explains it, the Alvi Kromim Nore Lo Chutz Bechamishim. The Alvi Kromim Nore Lo Chutz Bechamishim. So this is, as the Kashi, Lo Yitzor Lech Lamai Mikom Alo Lo Chutz Bechamishim. Keep the Sheifer down the Yitzam Chamishim. So since the shaking down are beyond the Chamishim Amo, from the spot where the pigeon was found. So and what is Yetzer the Chamishim Amo? In Yetzer the Chamishim Amo. So the shaking down is Yetzer the Chamishim Amo. And Tesis in the Kashi assumed that the two shapers. The Mishnah in the Sefer discusses the case where there are two close shapers. So this is in the Kasher's room that the more in the Teretz applies the Mishnah of Mechza to the case where the two shapers to whom the pigeon is equally close, so the two shapers are within an area, a radius of 50 amos. But the shape is down there are beyond the radius of 50 amos. So maybe this discussion is, why does the Gemara have to resort, so why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact, if you hold the Chozer Mikine midday, then the Loi Chozer Mikine loy midday. Keep the shape down, me is a Ramish Nakom. And the two shape rates that are close, that are equally close to the pigeon, so are within the radius of Chamishi Mamot. So the Mele, the whole Amgote, the Midote, the Yates of Chamishi. Our Hanach Shri Shepri, Shakon is a Chamishi Amman, was a Shafir, the Korot was a Shoreid, after the Nimtz of Chutz Chamishi Mamot. There were no fact until the Midote. And now the Korot immediately, Yates of Chamishi. And what I heard, that people in the EU, Shepri, the Amman, in a Korot. So even if the Sheikh came down, they would also be in a call. So that's why, so in other words, so since everything is, all the Sheikh is down, in other words, there is a big terrain of vineyards. So you have hundreds of Sheikhs in an extensive area of vineyards. So then a Midado, or even a crippled bird, could fly an unlimited number. Because it has a branch of the vine and which to support itself. So in such a case, the reason as to why we are not telling that the bird in question that was found came from the Sheikhs of Uredaune because it was found, and we say that it certainly came from the two Sheikhs, from one of the two Sheikhs that are relatively close, that are relatively close, because as far, let's say, there is a Sheikh here, and there is a Sheikh here, and then the pigeon was found here. The pigeon is found here. And so, when the bird stopped here, where the pigeon was found, so it can move back to its place of origin. Masha'inke, the other Sheikhs that are, let's say, many, many amens away, even though it was possible for the bird, for the Midagino to come, because it had all over, it had in the whole area, it had branches of vines on which to support itself, but since the bird knew that once it keeps on flying, it will not be able to see its place of origin, so it wouldn't fly so far. But as far as these two Sheikhs are concerned, so it's able to see. And I end up feeling you, Sheikh, in the army, they, with no catch deal, mash no shame, they say Sheikh, they say Hashkiel, but we put my cane in some say Hashkiel. The little Mechas, Shehem, Sheikh, in the army. A few in the Hating Cloud, keep doing what's a cause of the Kine, a real Hashkiel, who think the mass is the name of the So he says, so then Tetzel says, the Mokh Bashir, which Hashem is Hashkiel, but we put my cane in some Hashkiel. The Leke, we may hashe in shape down. After we know the Hekin cloud. What do you mean after the Hekin cloud? The Hekin cloud means even though it's Bitech, Chamish Lama. So since there is a Shil Shal coming, so only these two Sheikhs, so they are not obstructed by any vines. So in Melee, so it's very low probability. So the bird came from these two Sheikhs, but from the other Sheikhs, even though they are also close with the Chamisham, but since there is an obstruction as to the other Sheikhs, so maybe we know that this Chidanibo did not come from the other Sheikhs. Alright, so, but Rashi says, that the Bishul shall come in, that the coming of the Chutz of Chamishi. So the Rishash raises the question, why does Rashi say, So it means nymphs of engineering shape phrase. That's why Rashi says the halamina of the Gemara was nymphs of engineering shape phrase. But Rashi says even then in explaining the Matzkoy of the Gemara, the text of the Gemara, that it's Nitzachot for Chamishimamo. So why does Rashi say here, Kosal Kraito, the Nitzachot of the The implication being that it only Sakudaitoch is that Nitzachot, which they shape is Achutz for Chamishimamo. No, even according to the Maskol of Gemara, it's Nitzachot of the Gemara, Achutz for Chamishimamo. And then Rashi the Mishne says, Nitzo Mishne Shepes, Besei Chamishim Mishne. Why does Rashi say Besei Chamishim? Bein according to the Havamine, it's Nitzo Lach HaChamishim, and Bein according to Maskole, it's Nitzo Lach HaChamishim. That's the Kashi of the Rishash. But the Rishash, obviously, did not have the Shifu Betzes and Boro Basre. So the Shifu Betzes and Boro Basre, a radius of a piano, and the Hoover down there is beyond the radius of a piano, and it's because that is. That's right. Why was the Gemara mentioned Shlosha Kamim? Because the Gemara wanted to mention that even if we apply the Mishnah to the same kind of case that the Makshin assumed, it's referenced to, it still can be explained. But the Yohanami would not have to apply it to such a case. This is what he said. Now, Chutz v'chamish mamon, the tesis, harim shomit, the Azmino was a good hour, but people in Mandoma, in the moment of our all, highly the more came to a moose, our hoche, the leke has okay, the moment Azmino was a good. What was this discussion? Chutz v'chamish mamon, harim shomit. So he says, the Azmino was a good hour. The Azmino was a good hour. So he says, but you, Mandoma, in a clean moment of our own, how you mock him, she will move it. I will walk in the lake has okay in the moment, so as we know, so obey. So that's this is that. And what was the question? So this is question was, why did the Mishnah say, Chutz v'chamish mamon, harei yishomet tzeim, harei yishomet tzeim? Why? Because we go basarol, and if we go basarol, why shouldn't we be machis? Why shouldn't we be machis? We should be machis. We go basarol, object. So let him be machis. And let someone, at all, I mean, the bird is something that can be verified. So the answer is because we're down there, so they are in Kehobi. And I mean, as Kehobi is with Eves. So that's why it's Chutz v'chamish mamon, harei yishomet. Because we go, what's up? Rube da'ome, Rube Riba Shintreitz, and Riba Shintreitz are owned by Kehobi. So Mela Adidas, Akum is with Eves. So this is a Sikashi. But how about Mandoma, who says in Hebrew, Mandoma, Chalo? So, Mele, why should he be Shomeitze? So, in other words, so we do not go Basarol. So, Mele, if from the point of view of all, so Rube Dalme, so it belongs to Nakum to the Michov. So Abiyah said Akum is Muteres. But, so Mele is Muter. But by moment we don't rely on God. So Mele, we have to be Cheshish for the new too. So let us be Cheshish that it's not of the Sheikh Prince of Rube Dalme. That it's of the Sheikh of the Baal Yisroel, of the Mute. So Mele, you should return it to him.
He says, Kosha, the Inkei, Koshin, the Inkei, was a Kore. The Hube Oni,
Vivuchim al Shabbos Shalitzi. He says, now, what is this discussion? According to Shmuel, the Nilchum of Ma'alor, why Shalitzi? How is the finder allowed to take it? If we go Pasarot, so then there is no difficulty. Because if we go Pasarot, so then it belongs to Nako. So I mean, Nako is the guy. But if we don't go Pasarot, so the melee, if we don't go Pasarot, so this is Kashi is, he should not be allowed to take it. He should not be allowed to take it. Because maybe it is of the mute. The mute, so that means of the Balashit or the Kohen. So he shouldn't be allowed to take it. So the Rishas Kashi is, Manifsha, if we don't go Pasarot, by money, so we certainly don't go with a Kohen. Because maybe Kohen will have a Karo. If Om is not a sufficient bill for money, so certainly Kohen is not a sufficient bill of money. So what's the discussion? Takes a stance, he is not. Here we do go with so. Because when the Shmuel say, in the Hilchimun and Karo, that is only if there is a Cheskas money. But here there is no Cheskas money. Here there is no Hasimon. So we do go Hasimon. But suppose the halacha would be that even without Hasimon, we don't go Hasimon. So there, it wouldn't be Shalitzi. But to whom would they have to return it? To whom would they have to return it? To the Kohen. Who is a Jew? But Manavsha, if an Eilchen Moment Acharo, so he should not be allowed to return, so then he should not be obligated to return it to the Kohen either, because of the Elohim of the Kohen. That's the Rishash Kashi. As a matter of fact, the Rambam took notice of that Kashi, because the Rambam gives the facts. He gives the Sisterets and he gives the Rishash Terets. So he keeps his stance first. The Chiyam in the Neuchim on the Haro, Hanemul of the Lava, Fukimame, Mishimikai, on the Kaw of the Din, Hanem Zilhavir of the Rai, Abelichim and Chazok, Azimuzo. So that's his stance. Then Ramban says, Vi was a Rube like Lemes, Kosh was a Kobe, Do Rube Odi, Rab Hanum. So he gives it a Shash there as also. Do that. Because these Teretz and early Teretz, I mean the Rishash doesn't claim that this is Teretz is not new Teretz, but the Rishash Kashi is, we don't have to resort to it. Because Monavsheh, if it's only according to Shmuel Eilchim Omacharo, so certainly in Eilchim Mimom Nachar Kohen, so why should we return it? Why should we return it to the Baal Hashem HaKoret? Why should we turn it? It's an Eilchim Omer HaKoro, so certainly an Eilchim HaKoret Mimom. But he says, so that's what Ramban says, but he says doesn't say that. In other words, there is a certain machlekes between Tesis and Ramban. And let's say, suppose there had been a music, so then, according to Tetzves, if there had been a music, so then the main say wouldn't be able to keep it. He wouldn't be able to keep it. Why? Because in Eilchim Omer HaKoro, in Ilchimot Nachalot, and according to the Ramban, so he's allowed to keep it. Now, what is the machlokes between Teisves and Ramban? Now, when we say here, Chutzur Chamishim Amo, when we say here, Chutzur Chamishim Amo, Harim Sholeitz, Harim Sholeitz, so Teisves says, that's even was a whole down. That's even was a whole down. So what does it mean was a whole down there? So it means, so let him return it to the owner, let him be machis, let him be machis. So if the pigeon is a pigeon, if you don't watch the HBC man, then the talent is. So if the pigeon is a pigeon, if you don't watch the HBC man, so then the reason is why he's allowed to take it, because having a sacrament is with us. Having a sacrament is with us. And since there is a woman down there, so the male will go as a rope. And this discussion is, this discussion is what Shmuel says in Yuchimel Nachalot. So how can you lie on the rope that the owner of this pigeon is a little copy? But in Yuchimel Nachalot, so this is there it is. This is there it is. That here, we do go as a rope. Even according to Shmuel, because there is no Moses. There is no Moses. So the melee can be tailored, can assume that the owner of the pigeon is in a bichor. So the melee is allowed to take it. He's allowed to take it. But if there had been a chazkas moment, so then he wouldn't be allowed to take it. He wouldn't be allowed to take it. Why? Because in Ilchim Momein Acharo. And then the Ramban says, and that's the time raised by the Rishash, so even if there had been a Cheskes Momein, he should be allowed to take it. Because why should he be mechuyev to return it to the Korev? Now, the owner of the Sheva HaKorev is a Jew. Why should he be allowed to, why should he be mechuyev to return it? After all, Sofik Momein Lohoko. That's the Rishash Taile, and this is what Ramban says. So in other words, there is a machleket between Teisus and Ramban as to whether we apply the aloche of Sofik Momel Hokel here or we don't apply the aloche of Sofik Momel Hokel. Now, I just want to finish the Teisus and then try to explain. V'imtena, v'feri kelim tzir, v'rabonu v'rabshir v'na oso, v'amre, afilu v'yir shavu v'ako, chayu v'hachiz, v'lo v'shir v'sinen, So Tetzis says, the Rabbanu of Shimon also. So they said that if somebody finds an avein in Yoshua will be chomim. So he's not going to hachi in Yoshua will be chomim. But my own has been was a rube kid in Reke chazok in Momein. So then the shadow is whether the Yisrael will be. In other words, somebody found that they would see it. Even Yoshua will be chomim. And it has a semen. So by being machris, he will find out if the owner is in Israel, he will be able to return. So the Rabbanu of Rav Shimon says that he is not mechuyev machris. Why? Because even if the Israel is in Israel, he was misyayish, because he assumed, he anticipates that the Chovi will pick it up. So the name is Messiah. But Rabbanu of Rav Shimon Lozo said that after the Yeshua will be Chobi, is Chayu Vahachis, Bito Roshim Yisimen. In other words, we don't say that the Ebay was Messiah. Because the Ebay hopes maybe a Yisrael picked it up. So the Mele, it's not lost. So the Mele, the Rabbanu of Rav Shimon Lozo said that he has to be Machis. So yes, to be machis, but the question is, who lost it? A Yisrael lost it or a Chol lost it? So let's go with some other. And after all, by Mitzi Aveido, there is no Cheses Mone. V'yesh Leina, with that comes Chachomi, ki v'yikai v'yisrael Hashem is Aveido, ki v'yochem is Bara or Yachose, in Shem Yisrael. V'yisrael namo lo yayish, v'yosika daite, Yumo Mishkach Yisroel V'yachas. Dilma Mishkach Yisroel Yachas. Dilma Mishkach Yisroel Yachas. All right. Now, here we have a machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis. According to Tesis, so if there had been the Cheskas Moneim, so he wouldn't be allowed to take it, to pick it up. Why? Because possibly it belongs to the mute. That means the Baal HaShem HaKor, not a Baal HaShem HaKor of the Shev Chetz or Chetz, Hosh Chetz. That's according to Tesis. According to Rambam, even if they have the Cheskas Moneim, so he would be able to pick it up. Because since we do not go Pasarol, by no means, so we cannot rely on Korev, certainly not. So in many ways, Chokit Mono could. And what is Teisa Shite? So apparently, Teisa Shite is that if we would not be able to rely on Korev, then he wouldn't be able to pick it up, to keep it for himself. Why? Because of the possibility, maybe it belongs to the Baal HaShem HaKor, that is in Israel. That is in Israel. Now, and we cannot say here, Sofik Momi Lov. So, how should we say? It seems that Rambam is right, that we should say, Sofik Momi Likor. Sofik Momi Likor. So, even if there had been a Mosek Momi, so he still should be able to keep it for himself, because true that we do not go Pasarol. Let's say if there had been music, if by Beitza Beide there had been a Cheskas Moneim, so we cannot go Pasarol, but it's a topic whether it belongs to an Agro. Oh, it belongs to Israel. So maybe we should say Amitz Mechamei Olorai. Now, in the Sukkim of Mitzieh, there is a whole discussion, Eshach Eitari, whether Tok Rekein is Mitzieh Siyodeh, or Tok Rekein is Mitzieh Siyodeh. So, the Maskoli of the Mori is, according to most Rishonim, that Tok Rekein is Mitzieh Siyodeh. Tok Rekein is Mitzieh Siyodeh. So what does it mean, Tok Rekein Siyodeh? If, let's say, there is a certain prayer, and we don't know whether this is a prayer or it's not a prayer, because the behemoth that gave birth to this so-called Sophic prayer, so had a miscarriage, and we do not know whether it was a real miscarriage, Sophic blood appeal or Sophic ruach appeal. So the male had this is a Sophic prayer. It's a Sophic prayer. So if Lakishma is Gali, that it's blood appeal, then it belongs to a kid. If that ruach appeal, if Lakishma is Gali, the first miscarriage was not of the blood, so the male, this is the first blood, so it belongs to Kehr. If Klapishma is Galye, that blood be pure, so then it belongs to Israel. So the Aloha is Amitz Mechal Raik. So he is not Mechuyev to give it to the king. But suppose Tok Rekein, so according to most Hashem, the Maskon of the Gemara is that Mitzin is in here. Why Mitzin is in here? They at all, there is a possibility. There is a possibility that it's ruach appeal. So the name of ruach appeal, this is the prayer. And he already has it. He became grabbed it. So why was Bezdin taken away from him? How can Bezdin assume responsibility and taking it away from the king after the king grabbed it? After all, maybe Klapishmai is Galia. That ruach appeal. So this is a prayer. So it belongs to the king, and the king has it already in his possession. So why does Bezdin have to take it away from him and give it back to Israel? So that's the halacha of Amitz Mechavir Olorai, of Sofik Momi Yikore. In other words, that since at the time when the Sofik arose, so the Israel was the Mosek. The Israel was the Mosek. So the Mele, if the Israel was the Mosek, so the Mele, he acquired time of the Israel. So the Kutras Asveti says that according to Maskona of the Mori, I thought the Kayan is Mitzinis in your day, so the male, the Aloha would be, suppose the Kayan would grab this Sophic prayer, and then he would be Mikabush and Isha, with this Sophic prayer, with this one Sophic prayer, with the Isha require a get. If we say something, stop talking here, is mitzvah here, that means that he has one title in the soil, since it's a sophic at the time when the sophic arose. He was the Mose, the soil is one title, and if the Kayan, and if the Kayan grabbed it, and the Kayan was encouraged on the shop, so she wouldn't require a get from the Kayan. Because if we say Dr. Kayan is Mitzilis in your name, so that means that if the soil is becoming Shemisho, so he's Mekadesh and Bivara, and if the Kayan, after he grabbed it, was becoming Shemisho with that blood, so then she doesn't need to get it off. She's Mekadesh and Bivara without it. Because if Dr. Kayan is Mitzilis in your name, so it means that he has is a mother by. Why? So that's the halacha. That even at the time when the sophic arises, one is a mosaic, the soil is a mosaic, so then it becomes a mother by. That's the halacha of sophic momene. Now, there is one mandoma who says that Gezlachim is mother. So the Arabian says, we don't pass by them. So the Arabian says that if I call it the mandoma, who says Gezlachim is muter, but let's say if somebody guzzled a ruin from an akum, he will not be able to be ate in the mitzvah of the kachmach. Because Shalei pits me. Because true that Gezlachim is muter according to my mother, but guess what it is? So how can I acquire title? Now, there is a halacha that Avinas Akum is muteris. Avinas Akum is muteris. Now, so, the halacha that Avinas Akum is muteris, what's the pshat? Avinas Akum is muteris, so it's just a heter that one can use, can take, he can pick up an Avinas Akum. But, Shalei doesn't pick up, or Avinas Akum is muteris is, it's like an Avinas Akum in his oil effeminish. So there one can be Zeichem. It's like Zeichem and Ahetekia. So maybe the halacha of Avinas Akum Teves implies that it's like Ahetekia. So the Bach says in the Bach and the Turiya Ledeye, Hilchas Avizor. So the Bach says that Avinas Akum is the Teves, for Chalei doesn't become. The same halacha that the Yerim says in respect to Gezlach, that even though the Motan Doma says the Rakum Teres, but Chalei doesn't become, so the Bach says, in regard to Avinas Akum, that Chalei doesn't become. In other words, and the Bach's Shita is not unreasonable. We see that the Miri and the Rambam both say that only Avinas Akum is the Teres, but Avinas Ketesh of Inochi, who is not here, as I was in the Neachid, so it involves in Sagero, so we see that it's just a heter. It's just the heter. And the heter applies only to an Avinas Yichonim, not to an Avinas Yatechon. So since it's only a heter, so really Shalei doesn't become. And then the Smak says that even if one takes an Avinas, he picks up an Avinas of an Yichonim, who is either an Zayinus and a Neach, so it doesn't involve an Isagezo. But it involves an Isa of Shevis Yisroel Yasu Abu in Abu Chazon. In other words, if somebody, let's say, Toyes Akum, Shetoa Akum Meiro, so it's like Avinas Akum. So the Smak says, and the Smak made his business, he writes, that he traveled around the world to prevail upon the Jews that they should not take a Toyes Akum, because there were many Jews who are mere heter atzmo, that if an Yochi gave them extra change, so they took it. And they relied on the aloche of Toyes Goy Muta. That's like Avinas Goy. Avinas Goy Muta. So he says, so many Jews were results of that. Because even though Toyes Goy is Muta, it only means that it doesn't involve the Nisar of Gezer, but it involves the Nisar of Yevet Yisroel Yasu Abu Dabokot. So because of that, he traveled around the world to give the Chiyar of the Jews for two affairs that they did. One was that they were missiles in Mitzvah's film, this man writes, many Jews were missiles in Mitzvah's film, they didn't do that film. So he had to travel around the world to impress upon them the importance of putting that film every day. And then he had to impress upon them the importance of not taking away the toys of the book. Because even though toys happen, it's good there, but it involves an issue of Genesis, or the other levels. So we see that it's a riot to the Bach. That even though Avidus Akum is but it's natural, because Avidus Akum had been like Avidus Yisoyla Hayush, like Hefkia, so then why should it involve an Isaiah of Shemes Yisoyla Asahun Abuchazov? What kind of damage does it do? So if a Yisoyla picks up an Avidus of a Yisoyla, Rahayush, will he be there, and Shemes Yisoyla Asahun Abuchazov? There is that first moment. So we can say that it's like healthcare. And if Toyes Akum, Avidus Akum, is like healthcare, so why should it involve an Israel of Shevis, Israel, Yasuhabo, Vemunidabu Chozov? So it's a riot from this mark to the Bach. The Bach says it in connection with Abizor. Now the Ochim is that Abizor of the going, so the people is affected. In other words, if you are Mubato and Abizor of the Ochim, So it's a fashion. But in Abin Zoe that in Israel made, so people is not a fashion. You cannot be Mubato. You cannot be Mubato. If an Akum, let's say, was Mubato in Abin Zoe, let's say he broke it, that means he was Mubato in Abin Zoe. So then he becomes Mutabanoi. But if an Israel possessed an Abin Zoe, and the Israel was Mubato, no people is affected. An Abin Zoe that belongs to an Israel. But now the Zohar that belongs to Nakum, it was affected. So the Bach says, suppose a Yisroel picked up Nabi Zohar of Nakum. He picked up Nabi Zohar of Nakum. And then someone was Mevatlet, so he said that people is affected. Because even though the Yisroel was Echemet, he picked it up. But since it's not his, so it's a header. Just as we say, according to Mamandoma, Gezlakum is Mutar. But it's still Gezl. It's still Gezl. Even though it's Mutar. So Gezl, Abidusakum, there is a header. But Shalei doesn't become. Because it's only a header. Alright, this is what the Bach says. Now, so if we say that Tesis agrees with the Bach Shifu, that even though Avidus Akum is Mutaris, but still, it doesn't become Shalei. Now, then we can understand Tesis. Tesis as Sikashi. Why do we say Chutz Chamishim Amar Lo Shalei? So, according to Shmuel, the name of the Mamre so why is it Shalei? Say, we should rely on all. Maybe it's not an Avidus Akum. If we rely on God, so we go shapeless, who will shape the Dalme? Who will shape the Dalme? Who are the owners of the shape the Dalme? Akum, nothing is what? Akum are the role of the owners of shape the Dalme, so is that. But according to Shmuel, they will come on the house. So Teisa says, in this case, in regard to Abede, where there is no one who has actual possession, so then, if by woman we go with her, the implication being that if Shmuel would say, here, so then he couldn't pick it up. He couldn't pick it up. So the Rashash Kashi is, even if we wouldn't rely on God here, but why shouldn't he be able to pick it up? Because Mulevsha, if we don't go with her, if Rob is not a sufficient deal by Momay, so Korev is certainly not a sufficient deal. So it's a zombie. So it's Hamitz Mechaber Oraye. Hamitz Mechaber Oraye. He picked it up. And it's a zombie. So Hamitz Mechaber Oraye. So the Momay Loke. Now, the question is raised. In every Hamitz Mechaber Oraye, let's say Sophic prayers. So we say Hamitz Mechaber Oraye. Who is the Mosek? The Israel. So he doesn't have to give it to the king. And even in the game he grabbed, so most of Shem said, Maskona Gemara is, Mitzayim is in there. He grabbed. Even though the Cain grabbed it, we take it away from him. Why? Because Amitzvah Chavoy Orayo. But isn't the love of the Zizel as humble as the love of the Nevele? If there is a Sophie where they say the Haticha is Nevele or Shoto, is he allowed in it? No. We say Zayit Reisler Chumay. So, how is the Cain grabbed the Sophie prayer from the Israel? So then it's in Israel, and the Israel takes it back from him. Takes it back from him. But, Monefshech, if Rabin Shmuel's Galil, that it was Ruachibur, so then to whom does it belong? To whom should it belong? It should belong to the Kayan. If the miscarriage was a miscarriage of a Ruach, not of a Ruach. So this is the first prayer. So the Melech should belong to the Kayan. So how can the Israel take it back from the Kayan? Is it really sinful? Isn't it sinful as humble as any Israelite? We say, Tzvikin Reisel Chomeh, the answer is, that's the talent that is given by Kunkas HaTzvikin. Why don't we say, Tzvikin Reisel Chomeh, in regard to the Sizzle? The answer is, because there is a lot of Sophic formula of him. So in other words, so he gets tied to it. He gets tied with it. That's the aloha. If there is a Sophic, and one is a Muzik, so the one who has possession gets tied up with his father, and that's the reason as to why it's between his children. Because he gets tied up as long as business is a thing. So the one who has possession acquires father title, becomes the binding between his father. That's the law of Sophic Mom Law. So that's on the Shire. If the question is, whether the Beitzer, he picked up the pigeon, he found it on the road, he picked up the pigeon, and let's say, he doesn't know. Now let's say, Teitzer says, there's a machlech between Teitzer and Rambam. Teitzer says, that if the aloche of the Hilchel Mor HaHalov would apply to Beitzer HaBeitzer, so then, he wouldn't be allowed to keep it. He wouldn't be allowed to keep it. Why? Because in the Hilchel Mor HaHalov, the Rambam and the Rishash, he says, even if the aloche of in the Hilchel Mor HaHalov would apply to Aveide, so he still would be allowed to keep it. Why? Because if Rov is not the sufficient Yehov, so Korev is certainly not the sufficient Yehov. So maybe it's something from the Hokel, so he should be allowed to keep it. So I mean, it's having all right. He picked it up. He should keep it. Because he has the possession. So the question is, so apparently, Taysa Shita is that we cannot say something from the Hokel, because it's linked to the eyes of the home. Because if the only business one, the mate, the one who picked up the pigeon, is allowed to keep the pigeon in his possession is because we rely on law. And from the point of view of law, so it belongs to Nakum. It belongs to Nakum. And I think the Nakum is what that is. But if we didn't rely on law, even though Korah wouldn't be sufficient below either, wouldn't be sufficient below either, because they'd be called Bala Chakaro, so then he wouldn't be allowed to keep it, and he would have to let the Baal Hashem HaKorev, the Yisrael, take it, because he wouldn't be allowed to keep it. Whether he would be mechuyev to be machmis or not, that's another question. But he wouldn't be allowed to keep it, because Teitzer Shita is like the Bach, that even though Avir Zakim is Muteres, but Shalei doesn't become. So if Shalei doesn't become, so the melee, if Shalei doesn't become, so the melee, it's making the life of the home. Because maybe this pigeon belongs to the Baal Hashem HaKisroel, the God. True, there is no bill. There is no bill. If God is not in the power of the money, so Korah is certainly not in the power of the money. So we have no bill, but there is a suffering. In view of the fact that Rav is in barrier in this kind of money, because there is no music, so the melee can keep it. But if If the halacha of the Yerushim Omer HaKarov would apply to Abel, so there he wouldn't be allowed to keep it. Because we can rise to Homer. Why? The Yisrael of Gezel, since if we couldn't rely on Rov, in this case, if the halacha of the Yerushim Omer HaKarov would apply to Abel too, so there he wouldn't be allowed to keep it. Because Svekin Reis Lachomet, maybe it belongs to the Baal Shemar of Israel. So, if it belongs to Baal Shemar of Israel, and the Israel was not Nisyayush, the Israel was not Nisyayush, either because it has a sinem, or assuming that it has no sinem, but it might be usually does, because did he know? Because the Israel, assuming that Rav Ishmael is Galilee, that this pigeon came from the Sheva HaKoi of the Israel. So even if it doesn't have a sin, even if it doesn't have a sin, so, but it might have flown away, Shaloi Nidaite, no probability it did fly away, it did fly away, and this Jew might have picked it up, before the Israel, the owner of the Sheva, found out about it, that this bird is missing. So then it's usually does. If it's usually does, so even if later on the Israel was misyayish, the Jewish wouldn't be affected. So the melee, whether the pigeon has a semen or the pigeon doesn't have a semen. So if Rov wouldn't apply here, so according to Tainsless, he wouldn't be allowed to keep it. Why? Because of the possibility that this pigeon did not come from Rav Shemchen of the belongs to Akron. But maybe this pigeon came from the Sheva HaKorah. True, Korah is, if Rob is not in the barrier, so Korah is not in the barrier either. So we have no barrier. So there is a possibility that this pigeon came from the Shevchen belonging to the Yichovim, and there is a possibility that this pigeon came from the Shevech that belongs to Israel. So if it has a semen, so the Israel is not the Siyayish. Even if he doesn't have a semen, so no probability, when he picked it up, so the Israel was not as yet Messiah, it was usually does. Why? He goes out every hour, he comes out to check how many were there. All the birds are still the Shemar. So even the time when the Meitzeh picked up the pigeon, so the Israel, the owner of the Shemar HaKoel, had not found out that it's missing, so even the pigeon has no semen. So there was no real use. So it's usually das. Usually das. And usually das we pass is we have a use. So the name of Taisa says is very sound. Taisa says the only reason is why the mate is allowed to keep it, to keep the pigeon, is because we rely on law. Even though Shmuel says in Yochanan HaKarov, it's not as if it should be all, but in Aveda, where there is no music, so then we do go basarot. But if the halacha be that if my aveda we don't go basarot, then the meitzeh wouldn't be allowed to keep it. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says in the Rishash, the meitzeh would be allowed to keep it. Why would it be allowed to keep it? Because sofik monolokim. Just as we say sofik monolokim by sofik prayers. And then we don't say svekin reis lachomet. It's a sofik. Maybe it's Gendel. Maybe the first miscarriage was a miscarriage of a ruach, not of a blood. So maybe this is a real blood. It belongs to the Kayan. So the Israel takes it away from the Kayan. The blood is in the Nisagazel. So we say no. Sophic from the Hokel. Since the time when the Sophic arose, there was a Sophic, so he acquired title with the Rasbadar. So there was no Nisagazel. And the Kutra Sveja says that if the Kayan was the Kamisha Misho with this blood, he gave this blood to the Misho, so she doesn't require the get. And the Israel was the Kamisha Misho, so then she required the get to the Rasvada. Why? Because that's the work of Sophic Mongol. So that is only if the Sophic is whether the prayer belongs to the Israel to the Kayan. And the Israel is a Moses, so he refabish by his value that it should belong to the Kayan, because the first miscarriage was the miscarriage of Ruach, not of Ruach, so it should belong. But since we don't know the objective truth, so maybe he acquires violence with the Rasbara. So there is no Yitzhakel. But here, if that the Ramban Shit apparently is not by the Bible, and the Ramban Shit is the Avin Zakim Luther and Sitak for his mother, it's not like the Black Luther according to Manova, where it's only a there. But if it's not like the Bible, the Bible has a different reason with the Bible.